the house of mirrors will reflect back to you that old belief structure. And that's when you have to be willing to ignore it, to not believe in it. And this is the part of, this is the art of being delusional.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and I help changemakers, leaders to embody and to actualize their wealth consciousness, to understand their unique genius and gifts to bring into the world and really create that visionary impact for others. Today is a solo episode where we go deeper into just you and me hanging out and go a little deeper into a topic. Today, I wanted to talk about the truth is that you have to believe to create wealth. You have to believe in your power, your capacity to create wealth in order to create it. If you've heard me speak before, I talk a lot about belief because belief is what literally creates our reality. Our subconscious beliefs are always running in the background. And actually, they're running 95% of the time. You are perceiving your reality and reacting to your reality from your subconscious mind. 95% of the time, that's a lot. And therefore, what is in your subconscious mind is very important. And there are beliefs in your subconscious mind that you acquired in this life, that you acquired through your ancestors, and that you brought in order to experience different aspects of human reality. So being aware of those beliefs is imperative to really creating anything you desire. And also, we have to start to understand that you literally have to become who you want to be before you create that version of yourself. You have to become who you want to be before you see that in your physical reality. And that version of you, whatever that version of you is, whatever that wealth level is, whatever that looks like, exists within you now. It already exists within you. It's simply about making choices of habits, of patterns, behaviors, choosing to believe certain declarations, affirmations about yourself in order to literally vibrationally become the version that you want and therefore create your life as that person. The part where most people get hooked up and what I wanted to talk to you about today was you have to be somewhat delusional. If we think about the great inventors of our history, you know, the Wright brothers, for instance, they were delusional, were they not? Were they not told time and time again that what they were trying to do, fly, was impossible? Was there any sort of evidence in their physical reality that flying as a human being was possible? No. No. They did not have physical evidence. Therefore, they did not have physical validation. They had no validation in their external reality that what they were really feeling and believing was possible was truly possible. And yet they made it possible because of what I like to call the art of being delusional. Now, oftentimes, you know, we don't want to be delusional, but in the aspect of in the conversation of creating a new version of you, there is an art to being delusional. And that is the understanding that what is in your current physical reality you already created? Okay, this is the previous past, the close past, the recent past is what I would like to call it and what I was trying to grasp there. The recent past, you're present, you're in this moment. The reflection from the physical reality is your recent past. Now, we can manifest instantly. However, we're not quite there yet for that to happen on a regular, consistent basis, okay, per the level of our consciousness. So yes, you may be experiencing instant manifestation, but in a consistent, regular way, you are usually experiencing the recent past, okay, something you've already created. And what most people do is they decide they want to become a new version of themselves. They decide they want to up-level their wealth, right? They decide they want to create something new and perhaps very powerful and out of their box and out of their comfort zone. And they go and they start doing the do's, right? Taking the action, believing in themselves. And then what happens, the snag, is that their physical reality reflects to them their old belief patterns, the belief patterns they're currently working to release themselves of, to dissolve, and to reprogram their neurological system with a new belief structure. So the physical reality, the house of mirrors, as it's also, as I call it, and it's very quite profound and useful to think of it that way, the house of mirrors will reflect back to you that old belief structure. And that's when you have to be willing to ignore it, to not believe in it. And this is the art of being delusional. The art of being delusional is not subscribing to the reflection of the belief patterns that you are currently working to shift out of, to dissolve, and to reprogram your subconscious mind with. Humans are so used to giving our power away to our physical reality. We often believe, even if not on a conscious level, on a subconscious level, that, you know, there is a world and we are in it and the world is happening to us. Life is happening to us. We are at its mercy. And I invite you right now to, from a place of curiosity, not from immediate denial, but a place from curiosity, asking yourself, do you still believe that? Do you still believe in some context that you have no control over the physical reality, that life happens to you? Because that belief is what will continue to snag you, right? Oh, there it is again, right? The bills, the challenges, whatever it is that you're desiring to not show up anymore, oftentimes will show up when we are working to eliminate and reprogram limiting belief structures. Because for one, our awareness is on those belief structures. Our focus is on that limiting belief. And therefore, we are going to give ourselves the opportunity to bring it out in front of ourselves, so to speak, so that we can say, ah, yes, there's that limiting belief. I choose to no longer believe that. I choose to react, perceive the physical reality through my desired state of being, through the version of me that I am becoming rather than the old version of me. Okay? So a great example of this is, you know, money. Money is a great measurement. And money is just such a powerful tool because of its measuring quality to be able to see how good we are at these kinds of tools and arts, tasks. So, you know, if you are working to up-level your wealth, and let's say you don't have a lot of wealth right now, or you don't feel like you're there yet. You haven't yet become that next version of you. If you start to really focus on the limiting beliefs that are holding you back, you start to really say, hey, you know what? I'm going to become this version of myself. I'm going to, from this point forward, act upon my reality, act upon my life from that version of me. I'm going to react to my reality from that version of me. I'm going to make choices and behaviors and patterns from this new version of me, of this up-leveled wealth version of me. And then let's say some bills drop in, right? Or your bank account gets overdrawn. Something that wants to say, well, don't you still believe in lack? Or don't you still believe that this isn't enough? Or don't you still believe, right? So in those moments, are you going to drop your energy back down into those limiting beliefs? See, there's another bill. Oh my gosh, I don't have any money, or I'm not that person yet. Or are you going to receive those bills, receive that information, if it's not a bill like the overdrawn account, right? Receive that information as the version of you that you are working to become. How would he or she react to that? Because it will not be from those old limiting beliefs. He or she will react differently. Usually, it feels in your body much more open, much more relaxed, and much more powerful. Just simply, oh, yes, there is a bill. Let me take care of this right away because I embody wealth consciousness. I don't feel any lack or restriction from this bill. Oh, my account was overdrawn. Let me sit down and spend some time understanding, how did that happen? What do I need to do to fix it right now? No contraction, instead of stepping into from an empowered state of being. Time and time again, when I work with clients, this is the point that they get snagged upon. This is the point where, honestly, we oftentimes need constant reminders, right? That's why people work with me. That's why we work with mentors, because it helps us to have somebody remind us, no, remember, who are you? Who are you in this state of being? Who are you right now? So as an example, I had one client who was working to shift into a different industry in her career. So she wasn't an entrepreneur, isn't an entrepreneur, but she wanted to shift industries. And the new industry was a stretch as far as her current ability and skills. But it was a much higher pay raise. And the truth of it is she just felt very called to expand herself in this new way. And so as she was working with me, we set very clear intentions. And then we started to work with, who is her in that new career? How does she act, behave? What are her patterns? What are her belief structures? And reverse engineering it. And she got a lot of clarity about what patterns she needed to bring on, what behaviors she needed to bring on, and what she needed to let go of. And she started to work on this every single day. And she started to apply for jobs. And guess what happened? Initially, she was declined. And initially, she responded to those rejection letters, those not even, you know, nobody replying to her resumes, her applications, as rejection. And I reminded her, how would that version of you respond to this? And she said, well, obviously that version of me would be like, oh, they clearly don't know what they're getting, right? Because I'm so perfect for this position. I bring so much value to the table. And she started to bring that perspective into every time that she didn't hear back, every rejection that she got, anything along those lines. And very quickly, she received her first proposal and actually was quite excited about it. And then she received a second proposal that was so much more delicious than the first one, because she had really stepped into this vibration. So if you're working to become this new version of you, you have to be, to some degree, delusional with regards to where in your life are those old beliefs, those limiting beliefs that you no longer desire to believe, where are they being reflected to you? That those are the opportunities to embody the art of being delusional. And you know what? It's actually really fun when you get the hang of it, because it's like, oh my gosh, here's another opportunity where I get to really stand in this new version of me, kind of like looking back at the old version of me. Oh yeah, the old version. Here's the old version of me, right? Because that reflection, that experience that's coming through is really an old creation of yours. So you get to love on it. You get to love on that old version of you. You get to kind of reminisce in a positive way. Ah, yes, there's that belief structure. And I'm just a completely different person now. And I get to come at this, react to it, and thus take action towards it from a new belief, a new vibratory state. So, my loves, be sure to be delusional. I'm so grateful for you as always. If you have not joined, the Wisdom of Wealth Summit is live tomorrow. We're doing our kickoff call today. It's running the 16th through the 18th of October. And hey, you know what? If you're watching this as a recording after those dates, I do have all of the recordings of all the presentations of this powerful summit that's really here to bring you both energetic and strategic modalities to uplevel your wealth. So you can definitely reach out to get those recordings if this is a past recording. Otherwise, below in the link, you will find how to attend the free online Wisdom of Wealth Summit. Thank you so much. I love you. Until next time.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.